Well, like I said, it's my cafe. But I think it's back. I think when I started to play, we were making 50 cents a night. It was a we call it Tropic Inn.
Sure.
Yes, they had the old boxing arena. And right across the street, there was a little beach right there. And there was a fellow named Jacob Calico. He's a steel player, former steel player, up and up factor, but he died.
No? Uh-huh.
And one named by Chuck Almighty. Myself, three of us working for 50 cents a night.
Oh, you mean for the whole group? You mean, huh?
That's right. All we were dependent on was tips.
Really?
And we thought it was big money. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they probably had free meals and stuff too. They could straighten out.
Then from and there was up Caligari.
Uh huh.
I say Palama somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So we coast along right down the line, but then the boys were going here. The guy was going another way. I was with another girl playing at Venice Cafe.
About what? When was this now, do you think?
Well,
like 39 or?
Well, it was about 37.
Nice.
There's a lot of places that were jumping here and there. And there was Rolly. I think it was we covered twice the town, and it was Little Cafe, Rialto Bar, Hoffman, Palace of Sweden, Wonder Bar, P.O. Club, and Hilania's Club, and lots of other
places.
Wow. Then as it was coming out, Waikiki, it was Larry Chai, and I played in 1937, 38, that year, I played with Ted Dawson.
Uh-huh. Down at Larry Chai when he came out, huh?
Yes. And he had a 17-piece band.
Good.
And really, I didn't know how to read the music, and he hired me.
Well,
now, that was impossible. There were guys taking audition, and they came in with their music sheets and everything, and I was just fortunate to get the job.
Well, how did you get over the stuff? You just...
Well, he just told me, he says, well, you hum a song. So I didn't know what he meant.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Sing anything. And I've seen guys walking out of the room. Why got it was with instruments. Because I had my steel guitar.
So. I see, you're playing steel.
Yeah.
For the...
Well, the guy that I said with a left from was Charlie Brown Tiny.
Sure.
He was out there outside waiting for me in case I had a little difficult problem. He would come in.
Straighten them out.
Yes. But.
In case there's an argument over music, community.
Well, no. I was nervous.
Yeah, you want to sing G, and they said, no, it's B flat. Well,
yeah.
Tiny said he was going to be G.
Yeah. So, he said, go ahead. Well, I hum a song to myself. It seems to me like he was watching the beat.
Yeah.
Well, he just kept it in himself. And he says, well, that's all. So I figured, well, that's it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Say that. What's your name? Really, could I be here at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? He says, uh-oh, I didn't know what was going to happen. And there was five guys before me.
Yeah.
Says, well, you got the job. I was so thrilled I came out and told my friend they were happy about it.
Oh, boy.
But I told them the truth that I didn't know a speech or note and that I don't know how to read it.
Yeah.
He says, well, all I want you to do is just sweep our next steel bars, wee. Says, well, all right. So it worked out all right. Three wheels for about a year.
Madness.
And I got along fine with the rest of the boys. And there was a piano player. And there was a boy I followed him in the band, Jimmy Kane. We got together, became good friends. Too bad that he died on his way home in the plane crash. He was a tenor guitar man, I mean, tenor horn player.
Uh-huh.
Swell fellow.
Boy.
And the piano player was, he was Spanish. His name is Gonzalo.
Uh-huh.
So we really get along together. Have a ball every now and then.
Old times relived, huh? Then what happened? Then what? Where'd you go?
Well, right out Waikiki, where, like, well, of course, there was a sky room, and it was taken to the sky room outside of the airport.
Sure.
Flies on with Ted Lewis, and there was Kapiolani Tepe, and there was magazine that was done
sure.
on the waterfront.
Yeah, that's right.
Ramona Cafe, Fishman's Wharf, it was Felix Martin Garden.
That's right, yeah.
Well, talking about places I played, and there was another fellow I got to give him a lot of credit, it was Andy Cummings.
Sure.
And I learned a lot of Hawaiian things from him.
How many guys would you say read music, that you know?
Well, there's a few of them, I'll say. Dave, like Andy, reads good music. Well, the way I look at it, Dave, as far as Hawaiian music, the group I was playing with, I don't think it was, I wouldn't say all of them read.
Yeah.
Because it was just the Hawaiian vamps and singing.
Everybody knows the songs, and it'd probably be slower to read anyway, you know.
But then when I worked with Andy Cummings, everything with him was he arranged.
Uh-huh.
And if he can put a sheet in front of him, he can look at it, glance at it, in about 5 minutes he knows the words and he knows the lyrics of melody.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. And at that time when I worked with him, I said, I think there was only guy sing like that. See, and I've been playing with other guys, I didn't see that happen.
Yeah.
But to speak for the other boys, like Joe Diamond, Rafael Apai.
Yeah, your old trio, huh?
Yes. And Joe reads music, which is bass, fine music, and he bowls too.
Boy.
But we've been together for, I've been with them for 15 years. Joe Diamond be with Andy about 18 years.
Boy.
So it's not going to and,
you took it. Excuse me.
As I was saying, the places, other places like the Royal, Moana, but now they have Kaiulani Hotel and the Biltmore.
Yeah.
And Wailai. There was another woman we played for. Don Judge was the organist. Mommy Jones was the piano player. I played with him also.
You play a lot of steel, would you say? More than you play slacky?
Well, I think I play straight like guitar.
Yeah, just for working.
That's right.
But not many tourists then really appreciate, slacky at all. They don't have any... They don't know what it is, or...
But now, I'll say about... This was 10 years ago, 5 years back. There was a few tourists who liked it.
Yeah, oh, liked it if they'd heard it before,
that's
huh?
That's right, and you see what happens. I went a lot of parties, a lot of places where there were 20 people, 30 people. They all appreciate it because everybody be quiet and they'll listen.
So. Yeah.
So I didn't know they liked those things, and there was a friend of mine who said, will you play slacky for these people? And I wanted to show them what the slacky sounds like.
Yeah.
This song, right off, they said, she's beautiful.
It is.
And some other people, they don't understand it as well. Like I said, to them it sounds like Spanish music and what folk song that you say to your third.
Yeah.
So they ask me questions, I get a hell of a time of explaining it. All I have to do is play. So they said, keep on playing it. Would you play another one? Another one? But I don't know whether they understand what I was doing, but they like the sound. And
sure. I think it just communicates,
So then, like this song that was on the record that I made, it, so he loved it.
Sure.
Now they like the slacky. Pasha would sing it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how they felt about it, but when they actually keep on playing it, so it must sound good. But you have to keep on playing like any place that you go.
Yeah.
Make for the Hawaiian folks.
Yeah.
All of it.
They know it right away, anyway.
Because the song alone is they like it.
Yeah.
And with the slacky background, that makes it all the better.
How about Outer Islands? Do you know if there's any? This is a lot of guys play over there.
There was another woman I heard of play slacky. can't think of her name.
Yeah.
She was a friend of my sister's.
She's from Nihao?
Yes. And she was in the house when I was a little boy then. I think I was about, when I was about 12 years old, 13 years.
Uh-huh. There were the different kinds of Wahine Slanky, they call that?
That's right.
What tuning would that be for then?
The tuning that I have is different from her. She slacks the E, B, and the G. And the E bass.
Oh, I see.
But what I do, all I slack is I come up on my D and I slack my A bass and E bass.
Uh-huh. I see.
When I treat the strings like that, I do slack on my guitar.
Yeah.
And with her, it's about 4 or 5.
I see. That's probably a D tuning anyway. She leaves the A and D alone. Boy, well, how many? They all have. They have names. Like I heard somebody say there was Mauna Loa Slacky. They had that.
They say it's
the
Mauna Loa tuning, but to me, to my knowledge, it's something else.
Well, would you call it that?
They have a name for it.
You just call it by the way it sounds, rather than
Mauna Loa Molokai. Something.
Yeah, dull pineapple Slacky. I think this slacky presses more buttons for for people than anything else, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you play the right way, you do the right thing, sing it, they'll like it.
I guess the best music is the kind that you sing from inside, you know.
That's right. Well, like another thing, like I said about slacky playing, if you're a mechanical player, you play the same thing, which I don't.
Yeah.
I could play one the same song in the same tune.
Over and over, huh?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like that. If I played it the second time, it doesn't sound like the first time.
Yeah.
I'm just playing the way I feel.